This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Matthew tells us that the prophet Isaiah predicted a voice that would announce the coming of Israel's Lord. Matthew tells us that John the Baptist is the voice and Jesus is the Lord. Crowds come to John to be baptized, and John explains that his baptism is temporary and preparatory. It proclaims the coming of the kingdom, but will be eclipsed when the king finally comes. The king would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Jesus arrives at the water and asks John to baptize him. When he comes up from the water, Matthew gives us a portrait of the Trinity. You have God the Son in the flesh, God the Spirit as the dove, and God the Father as the voice saying, "This is my beloved Son." This unique display of God's presence is meant to ratify Jesus as the one Israel has waited for. John's promise that Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit foreshadows the day of Pentecost that we read about in Acts 2. On that day, people who put their faith in Jesus were immersed in the waters of baptism, but they were also immersed in the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus also identified with us and our sin when he participated in a symbolic act of confession and repentance in baptism. But the baptism of Jesus identifies us with him, his holiness, and his power when we are covered with his Spirit. Jesus also mentioned a baptism of fire. John elaborates that this fire is one of judgment. Those who do not repent from their sins and put their trust in the coming Lord would face an unquenchable fire. This is the baffling beauty of the gospel. The one who has every right to judge the world for their sin instead takes on the sins of the world. And we will also be raised to resurrected life, which is pictured through our raising from the waters of baptism. When we are, we too will hear a similar proclamation made over us that we are called sons and daughters of God. We are adopted into God's family through Jesus. Through the gift and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we are brought into relational intimacy with the everlasting Trinity that we see in this passage. And that is really good news. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who prepares his people for their Savior. And may you see Jesus as the sinless one who takes the place of sinners.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.